I'm all about the hustle, I'm all about the grind. Every day I'm trying to get it, take it one step at a time.
Hey, it's Carl Brizzy, Carl Brizzy Live. Sorry for the long delay in between podcasts, but I am back and ready to go. Congratulations to my daughter Emily, who got engaged last weekend to Colin Bridgeforth. Colin, if you listen to the podcast regularly, has a second album out under Ross Collins, and super happy for those to check out his music at Spotify.
I gotta ask you, how does the ask go? Did he ask? Did he just do it?
I was so messing with him. Well, he did ask. But I was like, dude, what if she says no? We flew all the way out here, and you know, the whole family was there, and it was, you know, in LA. So,
did he text you in advance or?
Oh no, he called me like months ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, it was like super traditional.
Okay, I know that out in LA, there are a lot. You know, it's a different culture and everything. So
these kids are not LA kids. These are Indiana kids. Visiting LA for a short time. So.
Was there any hesitation for you to say yes or
no? No. I've known they were high school sweethearts together. He played basketball at North Central. Emily was a cheerleader at North Central. That's how it started.
Well, that's awesome.
And I'll tell you something else that's interesting, which we will actually I'm going to weave it back in, okay, to what we're talking about, because you know, we just finished this primary and I was involved with the Bill Benjamin organization. Bill Benjamin, the African American 20-year veteran of IMPD, Deputy Chief IMPD, who was running a ragtag bunch of misfits, me included, on this very organic campaign, because he was running against the Democratic slated candidate, Kerry Forrestal. And the way this whole thing started, Rob, was Bill Benjamin wanted to go through the traditional slating process with Kerry Forrestal, with a Democratic Marion County organization, because that you know, antiquated method of selecting candidates exists only in Marion County. So hopefully that's on its way out, but it's still there now. And you got to pay, you know, a really high fee, $13,000-$14,000.
Huh?
Yeah. You got to pay a fee, $13,000, to participate in, you know, this supposedly Democratic caucus where all the precinct committee men come together and they vote on who's going to be the slated candidate.
Wait. I must have misunderstood you. You got to pay $13,000.
Yes.
To just be in the slating?
To just be in the slating.
And if you lose, you lose your money.
Lose your money.
And people do that?
Oh, yeah, they do. Well, they have. Let me just say that. This thing needs to go away.
That sounds like a total scam to me.
Well, listen. You know, if you don't do it and you're not slated and the Democratic Party organization doesn't work for you. And so, you know, in this case, they had already chosen Kerry Forrestal was going to be their candidate. And so people who were, very influential people, Senator Greg Taylor and Representative John Bartlett and others who were close to the Marion County Democratic organization, went to the party leaders and said, look, we will participate. We will pay the $13,000 if you can ensure a fair process. And they came back and they could not guarantee that the process was going to be fair. The powers from above were going to dictate to the mummy dummies who to vote for, regardless of what the person's individual choice was going to be.
So Benjamin said, screw that.
Listen, we didn't have a lot of money, so $13,000 was probably like a 25% of our entire budget.
Right.
Yeah. So we saved the money. But again, Bill Benjamin still wanted to go through the process of, you know, going to the club meetings and,
sure,
you know, interacting with the precinct committeemen who are the most committed, you know, of either party, you know, the most active people that you would want.
Right. Makes sense, because you would want your ideas to be out there and elections are supposed to be about ideas.
Yeah. Right. So Bill started to go to those. He was actually on the agenda to speak at one when the township leader got a phone call from the power up on high.
Oh.
The Democratic Party chairman.
Yeah.
Says, do not let him speak. And he was on a written agenda to speak. And so that was the end of that.
So wait, let me ask you this, because you're obviously familiar with Marion County politics more so than I am. Are the Republicans the same way? Do they have the same, like, party structure? Like, if you're not the chosen one, that they'll ban you from meetings and things of that nature?
Oh, yeah. When I backed Greg Zeller for attorney general over the governor's candidate.
Yeah.
There were people who would not let me speak. So, you know, listen, this is not, you know, this is not for shrinking violets, man. This is rough and tumble stuff.
So, okay, I mean, I have so many questions on all this because this is foreign to me because I'm from the palatial suburbs of Hendricks County.
Well, where enlightened candidates run.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I mean, at least you're not dictated, yeah, right?
So why would a person, like, I'm the township, you know, whatever, why would I care what some other dude says? If I want somebody to speak, let him speak.
Oh, because you'd be removed from that position.
Oh, they can kick you out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely. I was the Washington Township president.
Okay.
I was appointed.
Oh, this is the county chair.
Yeah, well, along with the, you know, ward chairman and others.
Can boot you out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Marion County sounds like an awful place to do politics.
It's not for the faint of heart. So anyway, so now we start going down, you know, the non-traditional campaign trail of, you know, he was at every community event. We went to so many different church services. And let me tell you something about Bill Benjamin, too, which, you know, folks, as candidates are coming to your church services, there are two types of candidates that come to your church services. There are ones who do the stop and shuffle, right? They're like, oh, hello, and they get to say a few words, and then they're out the door. And they're like, listen, I got to go hit another church and, you know, whatever. I always stayed when I was prosecutor. And Bill took this one step further. Bill stayed for both church services.
Oh!
And so when I was with him, I stayed for one. I'm like, okay, man, you're hardcore. He stayed for two. But, you know, of course, just like Mayor Hogsett and others, they just run in, you know, do a tip of the hat, you know, say a few words, and they're out the door going to get their breakfast or whatever they're doing. So Bill was doing that, really one of the hardest working men that I know. And I can't say enough about this committee, this Island of Misfit Toys, which I was honored enough to be a part of.
Yeah, you got in big trouble, too.
Well, yeah, you know, some people were talking about me being a traitor and, you know, that sort of thing. And listen, here's my message to anybody who thinks that. And if this offends you, I don't care. Bill Benjamin, I've known him for a very long time. I worked with him when he was my go-to homicide detective when I was Marion County prosecutor for 8 years. We worked very well together. I know him very well. He had an 81% clearance rate. We had like a 78 or 79% conviction rate. When you look at what is going on now in Marion County, for anyone to vote for these people who are in office right now, they are literally barreling this city into oblivion. We are on a third straight consecutive year for record homicides. The police have like a 40% clearance rate. And look, don't get me started on the Marion County Prosecutor's Office. Terry Curry, I think, might objectively be the worst prosecutor ever in Marion County.
Could you run again for Marion County Prosecutor?
Well, technically, I could.
But you wouldn't do it?
No.
Don't want to take the pay cut?
Well, I mean, I live in Hamilton County, but
Charlie White made that illegal for everyone, didn't he? You can't do that.
My house is for sale, though, if anybody's interested. you totally had me interrupted now. Oh, the worst prosecutor. I mean, so you take a 40% clearance rate along with a 40% conviction rate, and you do that math. And there's a substantial likelihood that if you commit a murder, you're not going to prison in this county right now. I don't think the criminals don't know that. So I backed Bill Benjamin. I backed the person. And in this modern day and age, for people to let political parties tell them who to vote for and what to do is completely moronic. Why are you letting these people control you and tell you who to vote for? Find out for yourself, especially, look, I can understand on a national level, you know, where you have sort of this rational ignorance because your vote really doesn't make a difference. But on a local level, you know, when you can actually talk to the candidate, come on, people, we can do better than this. Carl Brizzi Live, we'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl Brizzi. I used to be your prosecutor. Now what I'm doing is I'm representing people who have been injured in all kinds of accidents. Abdul and I are both at the law firm of Lewis and Wilkins. If you've been involved in an accident, don't talk to any insurance adjusters or settle your claims without first contacting me at Carl Brizzi Live. Hey, it's Carl Brizzi Live. We're back. We're dissecting this primary the sheriff's primary. What I am most upset about is, as you can probably tell, what is going on with public safety in Marion County. The sheriff's department could be utilized better. IMPD needs more manpower. The mayor thinks he can run crime, run the war on crime by himself. He doesn't have a chief of police or a public safety director, saying that the buck stops here with him. Okay, Joe, the buck does stop with you. The third consecutive year of record homicide rates. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I know what he's doing, Rob. He's running around going to community events and doing really important things, like declaring one day in May last week Star Wars Day.
He loves the photo ops.
He's a fan. He's weird. I mean, that's what are you doing? I mean, how do you even do something like that when like four or five people are being killed like every week? Right? I mean, like no, people, I'm sorry. We're not going to declare Star Wars week. What we're going to do is we're going to do community marches and we're going to, go into neighborhoods and knock on doors and raise awareness. I mean, come on, Star Wars Day. I don't think he and I would get along very well in high school.
No, well, it's a tone deafness, right?
It is.
I mean, you know this. You've been in elected office, and there are certain times where you just got to get down to business, right?
You got to roll up your sleeves and get down to business. So Bill Benjamin was running for sheriff. The murder mayor, the pothole mayor, Joe Hogsett, endorsed Kerry Forstall and lent all of the help that he could to make sure that the most qualified candidate, the person with 28 years of law enforcement experience, the former deputy chief of homicides with record clearance rates, is not the man who could in a few months have been leading the effort. And here's the other thing, the Democratic community was deceived by these party officials. They were they were tricked. They call it the old okie doke, saying that, Bill's name wasn't on the ballot, saying that Bill Benjamin was in fact a Republican. I mean, all of this untrue, that I was somehow trying to take over the Democratic Party. All complete nonsense. I backed the man because he was the best man. And the African American community, the black community, is the community being most affected by the murder rates. And so, I mean, if you think about what they did, full well knowing that an African-American man of Bill's credibility and stature could really have done something to fix the problem because he has a demonstrated track record. Or they could just pick their guy, who's going to be another mummy dummy, who's going to do whatever they say. It's an absolute horrible situation. And let me tell you, I went to a meeting, a debrief meeting with the Benjamin people on Thursday, and some very prominent elected Democrat officials were there also, who were helping on the Benjamin campaign, and people are not happy. You have to remember that Bill Benjamin got 25,000 votes in a primary. 25,000 votes. Hey, Joe Hogsett, that's more votes than you received when you ran in a primary for the mayor of the city of Indianapolis before you completely screwed up the city. So that's why my prediction is he's not running again.
You don't think he'll run at all?
I mean, the Democrats should be the ones to take him out.
It'd be interesting, right? I mean, now the big rumor is that Benjamin's going to run for mayor. So you want to drop any news for us on that?
Listen, Bill, first of all, he is one of the smartest people that I know, number one. But I think more importantly, he is so ethical. There are so many times, because the old reptilian political side of me, when they start doing really nasty stuff.
Right.
Then, of course, like any human being, I think of nasty stuff back.
Yeah.
And look, we talked about some nasty stuff that we could do. And, Bill never wanted to look back on the campaign and say he did anything dirty. And he didn't. I mean, he didn't do a single thing that even the other side could even interpret in any way, shape, or form as underhanded. And there are plenty of things, plenty of material out there. So while you're patting yourselves on the back and jumping around, smoking cigars, congratulating yourselves, it ain't over.
The fact that he got as many votes as he did, because he got more votes than Hogsett in the primary.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that's amazing given all the disadvantages he was up against.
He had no money. His organization was all volunteer. No paid campaign manager. I mean, literally, we did it on a shoestring. We would meet in this old cafeteria building, you know, Thursday nights. Other nights, we would meet at someone's home. And, you know, you'd make a little dinner. And you'd sit there, and everybody got a task. And everyone went out and did what they did. And I'll tell you the other thing that was amazing to me about how well this campaign was run. And Paul Bateman, by the way, was co-campaign manager with Miss Archie. And, you know, again, these guys didn't have any experience running campaigns. But you know that we had the top 100 polling places all manned.
Wow.
With volunteers.
That's incredible.
That's really hard to do.
That's incredible.
That's really... So, hats off to everybody who was involved. But Rob, here's one of the things that I'll talk about now. This was a message sent out to the Marion County Sheriff's Department employees by the sheriff, and I want you to tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
As 2018 is an election year, both May 8th and November 6th, the sheriff's office will be closed. Rather than simply enjoying a day off, I would ask you to seriously consider a day on by helping out at the many polling places within Marion County, illustrating to your friends, family, and neighbors your level of serious civic responsibility. Blah, 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 blah. I am a strong supporter of our two-party system. I remind you that no political activity may take place in the sheriff's office. And obviously, you're free to support the candidate of your choice, and job retention or advancement does not depend upon the support of any particular candidate.
Ha!
What? What? How do you put that? I mean, did they think that they were going to put that in the? I mean, all they did was underscore what? I mean, like, either this is like a really clever way to get them to volunteer, or it's just. I don't know what to make of this. Do you know?
And it makes me more happy every single day that I don't live in Marion County. I feel like I would end up floating in a river somewhere if I were actually involved in this structure.
Hey, Rob. Hey, you know, I know you got a day off next week, and I'm your boss and all. I mean, I do pay you, and you know, I know you got a day off, but yeah, I'm a big, you know, fan of the two-party system. Uh-huh. And you know that I'm running as a Republican, and by the way, listen. Your job does not depend on this. Your advancement does not depend on you complying with this request from your superior. This is like asking a woman who works for you out,
yeah.
but then putting in a footnote,
yeah.
that your job or your advancement does not depend upon your compliance.
Maybe you can help me understand this. The sheriff's office is closed on election day?
Well, not everyone is off.
I mean, I wouldn't be putting that in an email. Hey, park's closed. The moose outside should have told you. I mean, it's not like we have a problem with violence in this city or anything.
Right? It's like leaving your green porch light on if you don't have a firearm in your house to protest firearms. Yeah, you do that. Let's call the herd a little bit. So, I don't know what... The implications of the fallout is going to be from all of this. I can tell you there's some very, very unhappy people. The African-American community in Marion County feels alienated. And I did a Facebook post before the election, and I said, Kerry Forrestal has already lost. And somebody challenged me on that statement, and my response was, no, you don't understand. He's lost because he's lost the trust of the community most affected by violence. Carl Brizzi Live. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl Brizzi. I used to be your prosecutor. Now what I'm doing is I'm representing people who have been injured in all kinds of accidents. Abdul and I are both at the law firm of Lewis & Wilkins. If you've been involved in an accident, don't talk to any insurance adjusters or settle your claims without first contacting me at Carl Brizzi Live. Hey, it's Carl Brizzi. We're back with Carl Brizzi Live with our final segment. We're gonna pivot here. Although I do want to say before we pivot that I think the person that has the most on the line here is Senator Donnelly in the Senate campaign. You know that we've talked extensively about Rokita Braun and Messer. Rob and I know Rokita. I know Messer. I've known them both for a very long time. And coincidentally, I flew out to L.A. the day after the election, and I talked with Todd Conley on the phone, and I saw Messer at the airport. How weird is that?
How are those guys doing?
You know, they're both really capable, smart guys. And, of course, you know, you're going to try to put on your best face, but obviously you're disappointed. That's a ton of work, a ton of work. I mean, just raising the money for those races alone is a ton of work, much less doing all the, you know, the roadshow around the state.
It's the same thing Stutzman went through 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because I always said, like Braun loses, so what? He goes back to being a rich dude.
Yep.
You know, oh, well, yeah, that was fun.
Well,
you know?
Except it was like $6 million.
Well, but $6 million to him is like, you know, I mean, you're pretty rich too, so
it'd be
like $6 to me, right? I got this money, and I know my kids will just squander it, so I might as well spend it running for Senate. But the point is, he goes back to making money, right? Life doesn't change for him. Mm-hmm. Those guys, what are they going to do?
Oh, I think they'll both completely bounce back on their feet, for sure. And look, this isn't the end for them, you know, if they want to do something else down the road politically. At some point, though, you know, once you get out of politics for a while, now it doesn't get out of your blood completely,
right. But
there is another life.
Yeah.
And that's what Luke and I were talking about. Cause, you know, he's been in it for most of his life, man. There are a million other things that can occupy your time that are way better.
Well, you got to find something that gives you the same high, right?
Yeah.
Cause I mean,
or just redefine your highs.
Right. Because, you know, like for me, I went from elected office to
scotch.
I went straight back into radio, which is what I'd done before.
Yeah, right.
And to me, that's way more entertaining than politics, right? Getting to complain about people versus being complained about.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what those dudes are going to do to get that same sort of high you get out of being an elected official. Because let's face it, being an attorney's not going to do it for them.
No, trust me.
No offense taken. But, you know, I mean, it's part of the reason you're doing this now,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
You know, and you're filling in on WIBC, et cetera, is you got to be challenged.
So I think Donnelly is the one who most needs these 25,000 voters that the Benjamin campaign, this organization, this movement now has. And listen, these guys aren't going to sit around and you know, wait for something else to happen. Let me tell you, they're going to be out at these homicides, these crime scenes. I mean, more public attention will bring the appropriate heat to help fix the situation if the mayor isn't totally tone deaf.
It just sucks because, and again, I'm not a Democrat. I don't live in Marion County, but it just sucks because having met Bill Benjamin, you look at that guy and you go, wow, a guy that can speak the language.
Yeah.
A guy that
trusted in the community
can go places that a lot of law enforcement officers can't or won't go.
Right.
And actually probably could have made a profound difference.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, otherwise I wouldn't have taken the heat for supporting him.
Yeah. So, and he's shut out by a party machine. And you think, okay, you're running for mayor. I get politics. You're running for, you know, whatever, city council. I get it. But sheriff?
Right. Right. I mean,
sheriff?
They completely intentionally destroyed whatever integrity they had left when they deceived the voters who are most impacted by crime. And there's let no one misunderstand what I am saying. They intentionally deceived center township voters, black voters, who are the ones most affected by violence. And if Kerry Forstall doesn't come in and make some radical changes and some radical improvements, then I don't think that people are going to easily forget. And I, you know, and that's when we, you know, start talking about this Donnelly campaign. I mean, if half a center township stays home, that's a problem for him.
Donnelly's got to call Benjamin, right, at some point. He's got to call him and ask him to do, like, a rally with him or something.
Let me tell you something. For any of those guys to call Bill Benjamin is going to take a tremendous amount of courage. And I haven't met Joe Donnelly, but I know Hogsett doesn't have it in him.
Yeah. But, I mean, Donnelly will probably say to you, hey, dude, I ain't have anything to do with this, man. Right. I'm just a senator, right?
Right.
I was wasting your money in Washington. I had no idea what was going on. You know, I always think of, like, these big-time politicians, like that scene in Blues Brothers when Jake's down on his knees begging Carrie Fisher not to pump him full of lead. It was an earthquake. Lucas, a terrible flood. It wasn't my fault.
I knew nothing. So you know, this Bailey thing too, I think is more fuel for the fire.
Yeah, Mayor Joe, he's having a good couple weeks there. Man, so for those who don't know what happened, obviously the Aaron Bailey shooting happened, and two police officers were involved in that, and it was looked at by a special prosecutor, and he said no wrongdoing. And
yeah,
and,
can we stop right there though in the story? Because I mean, you do know better than I do, but
yeah.
But let me tell you this whole special prosecutor thing, because I went on and did a couple of news shows about this, about the need for a special prosecutor. Okay, let me just tell you. There was no conflict of interest. Okay, the conflict of interest was a made up conflict of interest. Now, and you know, here's where there's some more trickery and okie doke going on. Some people in the community who hadn't thought this through petitioned Terry Curry to get a special prosecutor. So then they manufacture this conflict so that they can, you know, act as if they're right. not reacting to pressure.
Right.
And then let me tell you what happens with the special prosecutor. So in Marion County, under my administration, every time there's a police action shooting that results in a homicide, we have an independent grand jury investigation.
Okay.
Now, what that means for some of you who don't know is that a grand jury is like a petit jury, like a jury who decides, you know, guilt or not guilt. But the grand jury is convened and the evidence is presented to the grand jurors. And then they decide if there's probable cause for any charges.
Right.
Okay. So it's truly independent and objective review of the evidence by the people who live in the county where it happened.
Right.
Okay. Now, you know, more slickery, they give it to a prosecutor way up north and he looks at the evidence. And I'm not saying that he, you know, he was not doing his ethical, you know, that he didn't make a decision based on his own ethical review. But there was certainly no accountability for the Marion County voters, regardless of what the decision is.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the first problem, but go ahead.
But I was going to say, and it probably the special prosecutor doesn't play politics. Curry probably would have. Probably charges the guys, you know? I mean, there's a much better chance, I think, they get charged if it's Curry making the decision versus a special prosecutor.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at it that way, right? I mean, which it's almost impossible not to.
Yeah.
Then, right, if you were counseling the people who are asking for the special prosecutor, you would say, well, wait.
Yeah, and we got to expedite this real quick here because of time. But so basically, then it goes to the merit board.
Yeah.
Roach suggests that they should be fired. The merit board comes back and by 5-2 says, no, man, these guys acted within the boundaries. So now you've got the special prosecutor saying they acted lawfully. You've got the merit board saying they acted lawfully. And Hogsett, instead of coming out and going, hey, process worked, I'm glad these officers have been cleared. This was a sad event, but these officers acted lawfully. We support law enforcement. Everybody go give police a hug. Comes out and condemns the merit board.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's like that to me. Is such an imbalance, and if you're going to fuel mistrust in the community about government, then just keep doing stuff like that, right? Send it to an objective prosecutor, another county, to take a look at it. He comes back, says it was a good shoot. The merit board, I mean, they're assigned with the responsibility of hearing all of the evidence. That's why they're on the merit board, right? They're
that's their job.
It's their job, and they come back and they say, no, good shoot. And then after that, then it's really easy to play politics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fire them. Why? Why? I thought, why? What's the reason?
It floored me, man.
You know, these guys are jokers. They're absolute jokers. I bet you Roche isn't employed for too much longer either.
Nah, he's probably on his way out the door.
All right. It's Carl Brizzi, Carl Brizzi Live. I appreciate you listening. We'll be back next week. Remember, you can find me on Twitter, hashtag Carl Brizzi, or if you want to contact me regarding anything, especially personal injury work, the easiest way, the most efficient way, I check it all the time, I get alerted on my smartphone, is carlbrizzilive.com. Thank you. I'm all about the hustle, I'm all about the grind, every day I'm trying to get it taken.